It is heavy. I never put this into words before, especially with a bunch of people interrupting, carrying on, and yakking and all of that. I never tried to put it into words. I'm spoiled on this. I never tried to put it into words, and it isn't easy. What? What?
If your old spirit isn't there at all anymore, did you take it out of you and put the new one in?
It's like a tooth. It's like a tooth that's gone, but you feel it's there.
And
they amputate your leg, and you think it's still there, but it isn't.
Yeah.
And the thing that's left over is your personality.
Wow. It's a physical analogy. Your nervous system tells you the leg is still there, tells you the tooth is still there. Your nervous system tells you that, but it ain't. Your personality tells you that your spirit's still there and you're going to go right on the scene. I'm still going to go out and smoke my marijuana, etc., etc. You think it's the same, the thing that you're going by is the same, but it isn't. And you start finding out things are really different. I don't understand it, but things are different. That much I know. One thing I know, though I was blind, now I see.
Oh, man.
Oh, hey.
He physically takes out your spirit, does he? Well, I mean, he actually does change it. I mean, it's like you can't see it, but you know it happens.
It isn't physical at all. Purely, it's purely spiritual. It isn't of this world in any way, the new creation. But your flesh, your body, still is. By the way, I'm sorry, forget the word flesh. The word flesh means your personality, your body, your heart, and the home of your spirit. The flesh means those four things. Now I want to talk about your body and your personality and your spirit. The term flesh means more than just your body. Don't you know that? You should know that. You should know that. You should be aware that the word flesh means more than your body. All right, enough said. I don't want to use the word flesh. I want to use the word your body, period. And your personality and your spirit. Now, your spirit now is recreated, regenerated, reborn, remade. It's a new one. It was created in you, according to his promise. Because your physical nervous system didn't feel it, that doesn't mean a thing. Or whether you think you did feel something, or whether you didn't, again, has no bearing on it. Whether the leg is there or not is what counts. No matter what your physical nervous system tells you, whether it really is there or not, your nervous system makes mistakes. Now, your spirit, haven't you noticed, since you look back when you were dazed, you look back, right? Your personality, you think, well, didn't you often say to yourself, well, I wonder, am I really safe? Because I feel the same way as I used to. Is that what hit you?
Yeah.
I have the same thoughts and the same feelings, but if I've been recreated, how come I still like the same thing? How about that
one? Yeah.
For a new Christian, this is digressing. That's all we should do, that one thing. Now, an example of it. If I've been recreated, how come I still come on the same way? And other people come on to me the same way? Well, how come? Any idea? Any idea? See, it's so hard for me to talk like this. I can't talk like this.
Because of your habit.
Your habit. Okay, but habit, even psychologists will tell you, your personality traits. So somebody mentioned that as trying to describe your personality. Somebody said it's your character. Well, that's an aspect of it. That's one aspect of your personality. People can trust you to come onto them in a certain way because they, quote, know you. That is, they've had experience with this, quote, personality, which more and more, as the years go by, is your own invention. It's your heart, it's equally named. But that's another matter. Your traits, your habits, are reflected in your personality. If you have certain habits, well, then they're obvious. People see them and they relate to you according to them. And that's part of you. That's part of your personality to them. Well, when you get saved, of course, your habits change. Maybe not instantly. I mean, maybe it does take time to stop smoking or to this or that or whatever. Your habits change. Whether instantly or over a period of time, they do change, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
So your personality is altered